You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kaddish Part 3, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. And Metshem, we'll get there. Yisachar Yaakovson and his Nesedvina, we'll talk about the various Nuschos with a Tzerei or not. Akaponim, let's understand how we begin the Kaddish. Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, we mentioned the Torah in our Chaim Simon and Vav. It's based on a Pasuk in Yecheskel. It's the last Pasuk. Perek Lam and Ches in Yecheskel. V'hiskadalti, v'hiskadashti, v'nodati, le'inei goyim rabim. V'yodu ki ani Hashem. So writes the Torah, and it's already mentioned by the Shibuli Aleket, the Orchas Chaim, and others. V'hiskadalti, v'hiskadashti. What's going to happen? We're discussing here in a context of Mechemes Gog u'Magog. After the final war, that's going to be the end. That's going to bring us to Yemos HaMashiach. And then Hashem's name will be made great like never before. We'll be sanctified. We'll be made kodesh like never before. We don't have this word right here. We start simply Yiskanda v'Yiskandash, Shmei Rabba, the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here the Navi continues, Olam Ches Chav Gimel, V'Nodati, and I will be known, Ne'ine Goyim Rabbim. V'yodu ki ani Hashem, and they will know that I am Hashem. Now, that term we already are quite familiar with. We started the outset of the Makis, the beginning of Parshas Vayera. We encountered it yet again at the outset of Parshas Bo. What's the Tachlis of the Makis? A new Parsha, a new beginning, a new set, a new series. After the first seven, dotting the pages of Parshas Vayera, we then commence with the final three, occupying the pages, and Sukkim Aparshas Bo, by the term it's called Bo, Beis and Aleph 3, 3 Makas there. And yet again with a new Parsha, a new start of sorts, something we've discussed in the past, we find yet the introduction reiterated of the Yedatim Kinyashim Lekechem. Dainu, what's the Tachlis? I'm taking Yedim Mitzrayim for what Tachlis? The Tachlis ultimately is to know God. Famous Maisa the Berditchever. Berditchever went away, he grew up in a Masnag Meshahom. I went out to learn by the Hasidim, came back 6 months later, and his father said, so no, 6 months, you left the regular yeshiva. He went to the Hasidim, what'd you learn? He says, I learned that there's a God. Yeah. 6 months, you had to spend 6 months with the Hasidim to learn that there's a God. He calls over a regular Persian housekeeper, he says, come here. I says, Sarlai, he says, tell me, you believe that there's a God? You know that there's a God? He says, of course I know there's a God. She didn't go to any school and she knows there's a God. He had to go to the Hasidim 6 months. She believes that there's a God, but I know that there's a God. I got to know him. We had already in Mitzrayim by Yamein Ha'am, they believed, and moved up to the Madrega, seen in the context of Yam Suf. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Abdo. Comes my man Sinai, that darga now manifests itself vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gomacho yaminu li'olam. Three different dargas. Vayamein Ha'am, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Abdo. And then finally, v'gomacho yaminu li'olam. So what's the climax? What's the pinnacle of that emunah vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Klape Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's one of the Yergimel Kredas, the Godol, the Avanavim, the Gamacha Yaminu Liolam. What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It can't stop at emunah. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam writes at the outset of his magnum opus, the Mishnah Torah, and Yesoda, Yesoda, Sviyam HaNachachas, Aleida Sheyesha Motzei Rishon. That's how he begins his Mishnah Torah, and that's how he closes in Hilchos Malachim. Same idea of Leida, you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why this Hargosh V'Yechidus on Yediyo. And Malachai the Rambam sees it already in the Pesukim, the Tachlis of the Makas. I'm taking out of Mitzrayim. It's not simply because Hashem says, I want you to believe in me. It's because I want you to know me. V'yedatim k'nishu l'kechem. That's the Tachlis of Bria. And Tachlis of Bria is the same way. Hashem, when he came down to Mitzrayim, and the Maral points out in his Gor Aryeh, we find Vayishma Hashem is not kosim. We find a Shemiya, we find a Ria, and what's the final connection? Vayeda Elokim. Hashem knew. That means he knew us. That means he was meschaber to us. Maral become a dukli in a number of places. Eitz Adas Tov Ra. It's the Malkama Chibur between Tov and Ra, where they're intertwined be'etzem. They're inextricably bound up one with the next. You can't separate Tov and Ra after Adam and Chava partook of Eitz Adas Tov Ra. That is the Chibur Be'etzem, the Chibur Gomer. Hence, Bracious Pragdal Pasuk Aleph, Vadim Yoda Eschava Ishto. That's the Yediya Gemura. That's Vahayu Labasar Echad, both in the Ofen HaGashmi and in the Ofen HaRuchni. And that's the ultimate Chibra. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Vayedo Lokir. I connect to Klai, so what do I expect in return? I want V'yedatim Kinnashach. It's not enough to go and believe in me. The Amunah has to result in the Yediya. When it comes to the basic mitzvah, as the Maiser Okech on the Ramam writes, when the Ramam codifies the mitzvah in the context and the pages of the Sefer Mitzvah, Switzer number one is Emunah, Emunah B'Hashem, to believe in God. But what's the ideal level? The ideal level is what he states clearly, what he avers as he begins his Mishnah Torah. Hayesod, Hayesodus, V'yamun HaChokmas. It's not enough. Lahamin, it's what? Leida Sheyesh HaMatzvishin. You have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramchal, when he begins to say for Derech Hashem, what does he do? Combines the Lashon of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, so the Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah. Yesod, Hayesodus, V'yamun HaChokmas. Lahamin, V'leida Sheyesh HaMatzvishin. It's got to begin with the money. You can't jump the rungs in the ladder. It's got to start. V'yamin HaAm, V'yamin HaShem, V'yamin HaShem, V'yamin HaShem, V'yamin HaShem. But the Tachlis HaSufit is a Yediyah. It's got to be a Yediyah. So what's the Tachas HaBriya? Not simply that Klal Yisrael should get to this Madrega of knowing God, but what really is Nichlal encompassed in the tour that we mentioned last week in our Chaim Nivah when he brings the Pasuk in Zechariah. The name will be, it's not enough to just, I believe that Hashem is Zechar Shmo Echad. And what's the Tachlis? V'nodati le'enei goyim rabim. I will be known. I will be known, and let's make the diuk. And not v'nodati le'goyim rabim to many nations. V'nodati le'enei goyim rabim. What are the Einayim? Parsha Shlach, Sanhedrin, Einei Ha'ida, Shir Shir, Beis Yudalit, Chokham, Einav Berosho, Tomer Lamed Beis Amin Aleph, Ezer Chokham, Haroa Esa Nolad. Chokma always intertwined with the Einayim. V'har Einenu Besursa, Charetri Kivegro, Latar Parshas Kisavo, light up the eyes of our leaders who can see into the future. Ha'ezer Chokham, Chokma, Haroa Esa Nolad. Chokma intertwined with the Chushariya. We mentioned the Ben Ishchai many times in the beginning of the Chelek Adrushim, Parshas Lech Lecha, and Bovel, what happens when we want to ask a kasha from a Braisa? Toshma, Ba'ushma, come and listen. Habad in the Yerushalmi, penned by Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, and the Zohar Kodesh as we approach Lag Bomer, authored by Rabbi Shimon Rechayin as Tamidim in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Toshma, Ba'ushma, it's Tochozi. Borei, come see. Ask the Ben Ishchai why. Because what? Gemara Rosh Hashanah lo te Shmiya Gedol Meriya. Shmiya doesn't compare to Riya. Seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. Not just believing. Seeing is knowing. That's wrong. America got it. The Sprach is not seeing is believing. Seeing is, I got to know it. Seeing, the starting seeing causes me to start believing. But it's got to result in what? Seeing is, it's got to be knowledge. It's got to be Chokmah. Ezo Chokham Einav Birosho. And Eretz Yisrael, Baba Masro, 158 Bikram, Chesem Reis, Avir Eretzo Machkim. The Avir Eretzo causes you to become a Chokham. Hadavka writes the Ben Ishchai in Eretz Yisrael. What is it? Tachozi. You can see it with your eyes. That's Avir Eretzo Machkim, the Chokmah. And that you see with your eyes, with Tzodok writes in a few places in Pitzari. Where did it come from? Moshe Rabbeinu was the great Chokmah, gave us the Chokmah Satayra, was told to gaze into Eretz Yisrael by him gazing with his Reinayim. What do we find in Moshe Rabbeinu? Gaze with your Reinayim into Eretz Yisrael. And that's going to infuse Chokhmah into Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Phineas Titans is a bracha. And of all the Ivarim of Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we say? Lo chasa eino v'lo nasecha. We're only margish as eyesight didn't diminish. Why? It's not the gashmistic eyesight. It's the rokhliistic eyesight. As Chokhmah did not diminish, Lo chasa eino. Moshe gazed in that throne. That's the Makor, the source, which is Tzodek. For Avidu Yitzro Machkim, hence writes the Ben Ishchai Tachozi. You can come see it. You can see it. Seeing is believing in Etzrol. Am I shaking in bubble? Chutzlar, it's Toshma. It's Boshma. It's the Tachlis is. Hashem says, I want you to know me. Not just you, Klai Yisrael, V'idatem ken Hashem lokeichem. But the Tachlis is, I want to be known. And not just that they'll believe in me. Not just that they'll say Hashem HaTzadik. V'ami v'ami Rishom. They'll recognize the name of God. Not just V'yomu Yashem Echad Rishmo Echad. I want them to know God in the same way that I want you to know God. V'nodati v'enei goyim rabim. And as Dafka today, I want them to perceive it with their Chochmah. To know it, not just because seeing is believing. I want it to be penetrating into their Einayim. The Chushari, I want them to live it, to experience. And V'yodu ki ani Hashem. That's not ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's reserved for Klai Yisrael. V'idatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am your God, not for the Goyim. I'm not there. That's what? I am Hashem. That's it. I'm the end all. I'm the Rishon Maniachro. I'm the Ha-Yehovah V'yeh. V'yodu ki ani Hashem. But they have to know. They have to know. Now, how do we get there? The only way you can get to V'nodati L'enei Goyim Rabbah. The only way you could get to the ultimate, which is the end of the perek, the end of this chelik of the nevuah, v'yadu ki'ani Hashem. They're going to know ki'ani Hashem. How are they going to get there? On the heels of v'hiskadalti v'hiskadashi. It's got to be what? Yiskadel v'yiskanash. That means when we start out Yiskadel v'yiskanash, and what is it? It's not an end all. We want God's name to be made gadol, great, and we want it to be recognized as holy, as sanctified, v'chula. It doesn't end there. It's only Yiskadel v'yiskanash in order that what? In order that ultimately I'm going to show myself and my name, my essence, like I did before, to get to the ultimate tachlis, the primary goal and objective. But Yiskadel v'yiskanash is our role that we now play, and doubling that we should get there. So let's take a look at Rav Hirsch. What is this Indian all about?
Yeah.
And let's hear Rav Hirsch in his Perush on the Tefillah. And when he talks about Kaddish, he talks about it. And the Kaddish before Baruch Hu mentions it briefly as well. When he talks about the Kaddish Olam at the end of Shacharis, let's read together very quickly Rav Hirsch's words.
You have the pasuk in verse Charan. Atar Reish Lodas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einod Mavado.
But it's more than that. It's
Atar Reish Lodas.
It's got to be Yedia. How do we get to this Yedia? On the heels, Vikvis Viskadalti Viskadashi. That's how we get there. So what's this all about? What's the sinin of Yizgadu Viskadash? Alright, so Hirsch as follows. The Kaddish is an expression of that avowal of Judaism which is to be preserved at all times and wherever we may be. Namely, that whatever course events may take, eventually, Shmei Rabu, the greatness of the name of God and all its significance, will be recognized and sanctified by all men, irrefutably and without reservation. Everybody's going to know. We're going to know what? The greatness of the name of God, and we're going to know that God's name is sanctified without question. In a world which He Himself has created, Divra Chirusei, complete accordance with His will, God is in control. Divra Chirusei, He created it, Kirusei, Kiravasei, Kiritsono, in accordance with His will, it is what God wanted it to be, as we mentioned last week with Soloveitchik, that whether you say, Big Machlaikis in the Baalei Machshava, the Baalei Kabbalah, with the world created to be Marbukot Shemayah, who was created primarily to be made to be Mabrius, and the end of Soloveitchik says, you can argue it from today to tomorrow, but what's the Tanashava? That whatever the main reason is, God did it because He willed it to be. Because it's in accordance with His will, with His, and that's all we have to know. He's in control. As for all the deficiencies and imperfections, and this is what I want to get to tonight, as for all the mice, we see a lot of things missing in this world. We see wars and fighting and machlekes, and we see a chilul shem shamayim. As for all the deficiencies and imperfections that we see in this world, it is much more likely that they serve to advance the fulfillment of the goals of divine providence, rather than that they should obstruct it. That's all a chilek. That's also part of it. That's not the pshat that an Eibishter says, oh, now there's something out of my control. We mentioned in the past the number one selling book in Jewish literature. Outside of the Bible and the history of book sales, what's the number one? Harold Kushner's Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People. How many articles? We take that statement, Sadi Barlo Rosh Vitello, why do they look at pastor? Why do bad things happen to good people? And Dennis Prager years ago interviewed Mrs. Kushner and said, you read your husband's book? Yes, I read my husband's book. He wrote the book on the heels of losing, unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, their son Andrew, 12 years old, to RAS, rapid aging syndrome. 12 years old, he was like a 70-year-old man. And he passed away, and he wrote this book so he could come to grips, he could deal with the tragedy. Dennis Prager interviewed Kushner's wife and said, tell me, did your husband's book do anything for you? She said, no, didn't help me. Didn't help me. Pain is pain, and it's an emotional pain, and you can give all the intellectual responses. It's not going to go ahead and really mollify and fully appease the individual who's suffering that incredible Agmas Nefesh, that emotional pain. What is the gist of the book? What's the primary theme? It's espousing 6th century Persian Zoroastrianism that says that there's a force of evil outside of God that He can't control. Which is fascinating. Rather than conclude, perhaps the more obvious conclusion, maybe God is just not just a beloved evil cops. Instead of saying that, he could have proved that. Why? Because no one wants to believe that, because we know it instinctively. We know automatically that if God created the world, He's not here to play war games and to have all these crazy things going on. God is a just, benevolent God. He is a Kel Avara, Avinu Avara Chaman. Ella, what it must be? Oh, well, God loves people. It must be that there's a force of evil that God can't control. Api curses Gemur Lekol Adeus. And that's Kush's book. And it's a question whether it's even mutter to read such a book. Even Domal Asher, this is Mamashapi Kursk, Fira Gemur. Hello, what? It's all to serve, to advance, to have a fulfillment to the goals. It's not, and they should. It's all part of God's master plan. We don't know the master plan, but it's all part and parcel of that plan. For had God not deemed the present state of affairs to be in accordance with his purposes, he could have created this world in another fashion, more suited to his will. He didn't have to be the Germans, Yamach Shemam. He didn't have to be God's. Ella what? It's clearly the will of God, as Rabbi J.J. Schachter's father. And when he was a chaplain, when he helped
Herschel.
Right, when he came to the concentration camps, he said that when you saw such abject conditions, such besurus ros, there was no other way to explain it but that it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When something is so yotzeim on a klal, or so muzar, the spread and the prevalence of anti-Semitism, it doesn't make sense today. People hate Jews, they can't even explain why they hate the Jews. It's what? Like Rabbi Yerucham said, it's clearly a chelik in the Bria, it's clearly a gezeira min hashamayim, that there should be anti-Semitism, because so often it's not justified in the slightest. What is it? Jealousy, envy, whatever you're going to say, but in the end of the day, it's clearly part of God's master plan. When something is so blatant, so glaring, so blatant, that a Holocaust makes no sense, when something is so in that category of making no sense whatsoever, it's precisely then that we know it's clearly gezeira min hamayim. It has to come from God, otherwise there's no way to explain it.
So I do with the Gemara, kalmat deovid rachmona letav hu deovid.
Exactly, it's all the tov. We don't see the tov now. Right now, Brachas and Dalit of Shmuz Ros, what do we say? Dynamis. One day we're going to see the Tov, we're going to go back, writes the Tzlach in Psochem, Davnunam and Aleph. When we see the good, we're not just going to make a Tov Meitav because it's only going to be good. We're going to make a Tov Meitav even on that which we currently said Dynamis. We're going to see the good in the Holocaust. Uh-huh. We're going to see how it was all for good. The goal for which God made the world will surely be reached, and this goal is simply Kiddush Hashem throughout the world and the establishment of Malchus Shemayim, the kingdom and supremacy of God on earth. This is the confident hope that has sustained Israel throughout the Charles, which are part of its wanderings through the ages, and the public avowal of this hope constitutes the very foundation upon which our entire congregational worship is based. The yesod of all tefillah b'tzibur, Kaddish, remember, Kovar Mishav Kedusha, the Sugya Megillah, needs asara. Kaddish, just like Kedusha, needs ten. You can't say Kaddish. Why can't you? You want to say God, Yiskana, Yiskanash. You can't. It needs a tzibur. Why? Because that's the whole idea. It is the congregational worship. Hence, the reader restates it on behalf of the entire congregation at the end of every major portion of our prayers, so that all the congregation may take it to heart anew each time. And this prayer, the reader expresses the wish that this divine goal may be attained within the lifetime of his congregation, calls upon the worshippers to say amen, to indicate that they have adopted it as their own, and this is the sustaining support of our lives. To this amen, the congregation then adds its own declaration of its desire and trust that Yehoshua Rambam, that which eventually shall be the goal of all mankind. Thus, it is only from the hands of the community that any individual at any time is given his task, and it is only within the framework of his community that he can fulfill it. For the mission reaches far beyond the limited physical, moral, and intellectual capacity of the short-lived individual. Ein tzibur aniv, ein tzibur meis, a community cannot die. The tzibur lives on forever. You can't just say by yourself, Yiskanah, Yiskanah. Why? The holy is Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael. We're going to be around forever. So, dafka in the context of a tzibur of a minyan, we could say it's always going to be part of us, part of even when we pass away from this world. But it's ingrained in the tzibur of Klal Yisrael that the Yiskanah, the Yiskanah will come through us as a community. A community together will help bring that about, because a community cannot die, a community can do all things. And it's only within the framework of a community that all limitations can be compensated for, that wants can be supplied, and therefore the individual can discharge his task only as part of that community. And it's for this reason that only very few of our prayers were specifically for individuals. Most of them are in the plural form, v'chulei. And we have things like Kaddish, Kaddish, v'chulei, that he goes on to say, that we can only recite as part of the tzibah. Right? So Shimon Schwab, same type of idea. Why, and it's based on the Rishonim the Shibuli Lekin and others. Why is Kaddish in Aramaic? We want everybody to understand. There are many parts of Dominic that we're not back, but everyone has Kaddish, everyone has understood why. Because the whole ending of the Yiskanah V'Yiskanah is we can bring it together as a tzibur. We can only bring about that Yiskanah V'Yiskanah Shmei Rambo when we come together as a community, and it's only the community of Klai Yisrael that goes on to live forever. Ein tzibur meis. As a tzibur, we will go on forever. And thus, by the way, writes Rav Shimon Schwab, the word tzibur can be seen as an acronym which reflects its components, and Rishoyim Beinonim and Tzadikim. Tzibor, Tzadi Beis Reish, Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rasham. What does that mean? We all come together. And that's when we say Kaddish, when we all come together as a Tzibor, the Tzadikim and the Beinonim and the Rishoyim. Yes, Yisroel, Shechadu, Yishechadu, Yisroel. That's how we bring about Yiskanav, Yiskanav. Some other individual can make his own unique Kiddush Shem Shemayim. We have a Sugin Yuma, Pevavam and Aleph, the way you walk down the street, someone says, oh, look at the way he addresses, look at the way that he speaks, the way that he acts, Gemadika Kiddush Shem Shemayim. But to come collectively and to borrow from the Novi Yecheskel a reference to Laos and Lavo, that in the future Hashem's name will be Yiskanav, Yiskanash, and what? And it will result in the whole world coming to their recognition. That's Klai Yisrael gets to as a Tzibor. That's a promise that's given to us. We're going to be the agents, the Shluchim, to bring that about. So we can only recite the Kaddish as a Tzibor, because it's only the Tzibor that's guaranteed eternal Nitzchius. Chius, we're going to go on ad infinitum. That is the Yiskanav of Yiskanus. That's our first explain. So what does that mean? Hashem Yisborach, and one day the world in its entirety will recognize that Hashem is it, because His name will be made great and His name will be made holy. Let us turn to the other page in the handout. This is from a special edition of the Torah Journal Yeshurin, and that was taken from Shtiklach Torah of Rav Aaron Zelig Halevi Epstein Rosh Hashiva Shar Torah, Gronach of Gimel Shmat Tavshana in Zion, page 328. And this is the last page of an unbelievable Hesped.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Sorry, this is not on the Hesped. This is in a Sichas Musar. It's in a Shtikl of the Gemara Dianamachus of Rabbi Kiva walking with his colleagues and seeing the Shualim Ochamo. So he gets to this page because he's bothered that Avada Rabbi Akiva, as the Marsha already points out, when the sages saw the Shalom Ochum, they saw the lowly foxes scurrying through the Holy of Holies, so they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva, Hayim Mitzachar. So what's going on here? Why is he laughing? Oh, now I see the divorce. What, he had to see the Shalom Ochum? Ask Rabbi Zelig Epstein, I don't understand. What do you have to see the lowly foxes going through for? At the end of the day, like the Marsha says, he took Korea. You have to be Masabo Yishalayim. See, he took Korea, he rent his garments. And then he starts to laugh because he says, what? Ah, now I know that the Nevuah, Sefor Yezachiah, I know that the ultimate goal is going to come. Why did he have to see the foxes? He already knew it. They were living in Yerusha. He knew. Yes, he was from an Abram. They knew that the base of Judah was destroyed. And yet he didn't laugh. Oh, when he went on a tour and he's walking one day, now by the Malkum, and he sees the foxes, now I'm going to start laughing. What? Why was it enough to know it intellectually? Let's take a look at Daf Shin Chochas.
He was my Rebbe, Reb Zelig Epstein.
Oh.
Tar with us.
Gevaldik. Okay. Beautiful. So let's take a look at the fourth paragraph. Gemara Yuma Samachtes on Beis. The Gemara says on the bottom of Samachtes on Beis in Yuma, I'm Rabbi Yeshua Malevi. Lama Nikra Shman Ache Knesset Gedola. Why were the members of the Great Assembly called? Ache Knesset HaGedola. They restored the beautiful, glorious crown to its original glory. Moshe Beno came to the world. And after seeing all the miracles, he declared that Hashem is what? Like we say in Shmoneh Esrei. Hashem is Hakel HaGodol HaGibor V'Hanora. Asa Yirmiya V'Omar Nochon Harkin V'Cholo Ayeinu Rosav. So lo Omar Nora. Comes the Novi Yirmiya. And he says, he's in the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. He sees the Goyim are croaking, are making noise and celebrating, and the Beis HaMikdash. The Goyim had the Beis HaMikdash. They're putting us into Golas. And where is the Naira of God? Where is the fear of the awesomeness of the Almighty? I don't see it. Lo Menorah. I'm not going to say no. He only said, Hakel, Hagadol, VeHagibur. Also, the Neil Amar Nachrim Ishtabdim Ibanov. This is also in the Zman of Chorban before. Bayesheni. And what do we see, Daniel? This is Ochanani Mishon Bazariah, Daniel. Before we had the chance to rebuild the second base of Mikdash, sees what? The Goyim have put the Yidin into Shibud, into Golos. Ayei Gibarosav. Where's the Gibur? Where's the strength and the mighty of the Abishter? So Lomar Gibur, I'm taking that on my doubt. This is a Peladik of Gemara. I don't see it. I'm not going to say it. Asa Idu. They came along, not shaking us as a gedolo. V'yamru Adarabba, on the contrary. Zoe Giburosa, that is a display of Gibura. Why? Shekovish is Yitzrael. Shenos Einar Chapayim L'Rasham. God is conquering his Yitzer, Kaviyachol. He wants nothing more but to destroy the people that are Machal Hashem Shemayim and subjugating his beloved nation to this long and bitter exile. Instead, he's Kovish is Yitzer, Kaviyachol, and he's slow to get angry at the Rishayim. Haveyu Heino Rosav. And that is the Naira. Shemolim Morosho Karishrocho Heichu Maachas Yechol Eskai Menomas Adkan. It has to be, you see, the Naira. Why? Because it makes no sense. Everybody hates the Jews. Everyone wants to kill the Jews. And yet they're still alive? That is awesome. Everybody in this, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is Avdon HaSinner Beis Yaakov. The greatest miracle in the history of the world is not Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not Maimon HaSinai. Right, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the single greatest miracle in the history of the world is the survival and endurance of the Jewish people. It's beyond belief, beyond description. And yes, Mark Twain and all the others have said it. John Adams and Huli, it makes no sense. All the persecutions, the crusades, the pogroms, and the Holocaust, and Abba Bikin was still here. That is the Nairi. You see the awesomeness of God, that he's clearly intent on saving the Jewish people. So, Yish Lavin, Ma'achil Ben Yirmi, Lachik Nezgadola, Vlamahe, Megvino Yosef, Dezohi Gavrosa, Sedeinit Chaptis, Gamalig Akasha. Yirmi is Yirmi Hanavi. Achik Nezgadola, they had some Nevi'im, Chag Yisachayim Malachi, but they weren't as great as Yirmi Hanavi, one of the Nevi'im Arishayim. So Yirmi says, I don't say it, Daniel, Gamalig Hanavi, Daniel. He stopped saying it, Yirmi stopped saying it, Achik Nezgadola says, no, we're going to say it. Sedeinit Chap. What didn't Yirmi Chap? What didn't Daniel Chap? Gamalig Akasha. So he quotes the Alter Mikam. Asaba Mikam Zatzal. The Ma'amorah of his Ma'amorah, Bi'er Dasa Gamorah, the Bavada Yirmi Hayagam came out in Mamunah Shalema, Shakush Chonor of the Gibor. Thank you very much. Avada, he knew that Hashem is a Noir and he's a Gibor. Rak Shahadarga Hal Yona Shal Emes, Eina El and Margish Adam Bechush. But to really say it, they're only going to say something that they believe it, and they don't just believe it intellectually, but they know it in their heart and their mind. They feel it. Amar Bechush, we've said many times, the Ben Yoyot, the Ben Shai, Bacha, the old time riches come down to what? Bacha, Vaka, Vamin and Alachas. Chavaka Kanavi, Perbeis Pasik Dalin, Vetzadik Bamunos of Yechet. Tzadik lives with what? Beis Amunos. What's Beis Amunos? Amuni B'Seichel, Amuni B'Chosh. To be a tzaddik, you can't just have Amuni B'Seichel in your intellect. It's got to penetrate the longest distance in the world, from the mind to the heart. It's got to sink and penetrate into the inner recesses of the soul. And it's got to be B'Chosh. You got to feel it. It's got to be mamish in your bones. That's tzaddik Beis Amunos. Tzadik be'emunos yechet. Tzadik lives with Beis Emunos. Writes the Ben Yoyodo. Tzadik is gematria 204. How do you become a tzadik? You need amunah b'seichel, amunah b'chosh. Amunah is gematria 102. You need amunah in the brain and amunah in the heart. When you have the amunah in the brain, amunah in the heart, it's 102 and 102. It's 204. Tzadik, to be a tzadik, 204. Beis Emunos yechet. You got to live with amunah b'seichel and amunah b'chosh. They're not going to say it if they don't feel b'chosh. Kamosha ben on the magish chum the car. A human being feels the heat, feels the coldness, lachem, as gamas managolus, the ha yim yo yoch lahargish b'chosh v'yisa kishvuch shanor lachil amirah. He's not saying I don't believe that Hashem is nairo, but I don't see it, I don't feel it. And if I don't feel it, I'm not going to say it because in Yirmiyah's Lashon, that to me is not 100% emes. If I don't feel it, not that I don't want it, I can't say it. Do I know intellectually that Hashem is nairo banda, but I don't see it. I'm not living through it. I'm not kozeh haya b'yirmiyah shalohaya shari b'na goyim, because Yirmiyah wasn't living amongst the goyim. Yirmiyah was in Yerushalayim, and the Jews, they were losing the business, but he didn't see Loras in the Sumas Olam Kenegat Klaiso, Lohigar Klal, Ech Shekokayim Shekaiso B'derech Nisi, Mamish Lamayim B'derech Hateva. He didn't experience that firsthand. They were subjected to other kingdoms, other sovereignties. They saw, they lived it, and they experienced how much the Goyim made us. If you have a pick, it's Zachal Yeshua Hashem. What did they live through? Anshe Knesset Gedolah, Mordechai was part of Anshe Knesset Gedolah, part of the Sanhedrin. What did they live through? They lived through that here you could have two Goyim, Haman representing Amalek, Achashverosh representing Parsa Madai, over a cup of wine. They could say, you know, hey, why not? Let's just destroy all the Jews in the world. See, Yirmiyah didn't see that. What a Naira! Two people can get there in a second, and they had the army, and they had the money, all they had to do was destroy. And God still, why you think Esther, an unknown woman, brings on Yeshua? That's the Naira, it's a Pelet de Gazach. They saw it. They came and they said, out there in the country, that is the Naira of Hashem. Because without the Naira, the awesomeness of God, how could it be that Klai Yisrael could be in the sky and Beit Neumas Allah? And they said, no, because they lived through Haman Achashverosh. They saw it, they felt it, they experienced it. They're the ones who said it. And now we go back to Rabbi Akiva. V'chein yishlom of Rabbi Akiva. Shavali gam lefnei zehem en memon Hashem en b'nevuah Zecharia. He knew that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He knew that one day it's going to be rebuilt and the Zekanim and the Zekanim is going to be Yeshus and the Shemar Yishalayim. He knew it. He come back and Yeshua hayotze veis kotshe ha-kadoshan. He eidus nemono uveraya chushes. Shakarish v'chu shomer samokim kedil l'kayim nevuah Zecharia. But you know what? Seeing is believing. When I went to the Makom HaMikdash and I saw the fox, now I said, now it's a reality. Now that it's a reality, Ayidei Zebo Rebbe Kiva L'Sraksha Shah Simcha L'Kachai Metzahai B'Doreinu Anu Nero La'ayit Kol Simonim Shagilu L'Ana Chazal Kisru Shekh. We see it, we know it, we're living through it. Sheish Kol Kach Yisur Metzaris, the Holocaust, and all the Tzaris in the world. Aleinu Rak L'Schazi Kolak Yitfim Adjurikas V'Torah. But we know that Hashem is there. So now this is Gemara. Notice how they never took away Hekel HaGadol. They never took away Gadol. They still know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. But they didn't see the awesomeness. They didn't see the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say? Yiskada v'Yiskadosh. And what do we want? Yiskada. Who is called the Atchei Knesses HaGadola? Why are they called Atchei Knesses HaGadola? They, Yirmiyah came along and he took out Nora. Daniel came along and he took out Gevura. So they brought the Neira and Gevura back. So what do you see? Well, how do you walk away from this Gemara? The Phineas 19. What are they called? They're not called Atchei Knesses HaNeira. Atchei Knesses Ha.
Gibur.
Doesn't sound as good. Ha-Gibur. Ha-Gibur. Atchei Knesses Gadol. Because you know what it means, good? It's when you bring the Gevura and the Neira back into the world for all to recognize. That's Gadol. Yiskadol is what? What do you see for the Gemara? The Gemara says, Lama Nigru Atchei Knesses HaGadol. Because they were master totally Yeshua. What a Torah, what crown? The crown of Naira and the crown of Gevura. Ayiri and Daniel had taken it away. They brought the Naira back, the awesomeness of God back into the world. The Gevura, the might of God back into the world. Thus, they called Atchei Knesses HaGadola. Yiskadol. What is God? God is great. That includes what? That is the return. That's Mamash Losalavo. So what's going to happen? We're going to wake up, and not only will we recognize that Hashem is Gadol told us, but through us, the entirety of the world will recognize that Hashem's Naira was always here. That Hashem's Gevura was always here. Listen to the Malbim, right? It's the Malbim. Nechosen Yeshai and Yecheskel. V'iskadati v'iskamashdi. Yakiru Shani Gadol. V'shekol Hasibos Meiti. You know what the world's going to recognize? I am great. What does that mean? Everything comes from me. That was a Hirsch. A Hirsch told us about all the tzaras. We look around all the deficiencies and the foibles and the persecutions and the Holocaust. Oh, that's outside of God. That is, no, it's all from me. All the good and all the bad, everything. How come I let the Jews be subjected to the Shibud? And you're right, I let the Purim story unfold. And the Chazals tell us why. But look how I kept them going. Even when they were Kilo Chayiv Kliya, but I kept them going. I did Mordechai and Esther. Everything comes from me. And what's Kaddish? I am moved on minateva, umesnase olov, biosos umosu. I can do anything. I can do anything. I'm removed from this world. That's Kaddish Kadoshim to you. Prushim. Nifras, separated. Losh and Havdola. Kiddush and Havdola. Intertwined. Two sides of the same coin. Ata Kaddish, v'shimcha Kaddish. You are moved on. Amudo, you are elevated above the olmateva, a world of osos umosim. When are we going to recognize the osos umosim? When yiskadol v'yiskadosh, we're going to see God as a nivdol like never before. We're going to see miracles. And the Gemara says, "The brachos yud beis amud beis, the miracles of the gula asida that's going to come the koro, they're going to so overwhelm even the nisei Mitzrayim, even the makas and kriyas yamsuf. They're going to blow it out of the water. The miracles that are going to come in the future are going to blow the miracles of kriyas yamsuf out of the makas of Mitzrayim. They're going to blow it out of the water because they're going to be so great, so awesome. They're going to make us mishachas as it is. They make us mamish forget the early miracles that took place." And so we package it all together. It's Kabbalah. Every time we get together as a tzibur, it can't be a yochid who can't say, you can't say Kaddish. Because we're talking about Los Alavo. We as a tzibur will get to Los Alavo. Chai Yisrael will always be around Los Alavo. Not every yochid and yochid is going to be around Los Alavo when we get together as a tzibur. The tzibur is going to bring it about. So as a tzibur, Dabar Shel Kedusha, what do we say? And Yiskadol v'Yiskadesh. Yiskadol is what? We're going to, through us, let the world know that Hashem controls everything. All the bad things, all the wars, and all the machamas, and the crusades, and the pogroms, and the hungers. When Goyim, you think you got us. You think you did it. Hashem orchestrated those events. Hashem HaKol Sivos Mitein. Rehearse all those things. It comes Achmarach V'Kushcho. That's the greatness. Our greatness is what? Our greatness is Gadola. That even those things, when you saw the Jews under Shibut, and you saw them subjugated to those oppressive and abject conditions, but you should know all along, that was the Noro. That still the Jews were kept going. Hashem had it to punish us, to cleanse us, to purge us of all impurities and imperfections, to get us to Shlemus, to get the world to its ultimate final state of Tikkun. It was all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiskano goes hand in hand with the Kadosh. What is the Yiskano? I'm removed. I'm removed from society. I'm above society. I'm outside of time. I'm outside of Teva. I can control all of nature at will. And the future, when you have Mechemes, Gogu Magog, Yechesko Lamaches, and Elamates, and Hinel Vial Gog, what's going to be coming about? Neskadalti, Neskanashi, I'm going to show the nations of the world that I am the one who let everything happen, and I'm the one who's going to go on and bring about the destruction of all those nations that tried to get you. Let's now close with a Moedik or Moshe Shapiro that we said over in the past. Unbelievable Remez. That our Moshe quoted from Menachem Mendel Mishklov, Talmud Mubik of the Vilna Gaon, one of the closest disciples of the Vilna Gaon. We have a Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos, and the Gemara brings the pasuk from Bamidbar Chaf Aleph, Al Keni Amar B'Sefer Machamas Hashem Esvai B'Sufa. And the Gemara says, what's Esvai B'Sufa? And there were two people, one was called Es and one was called Vayiv. And they were Shnei Mitzorim Hayu. They were two Mitzorim. They were two lepers. Two disgusting individuals afflicted with leprosy. And they were walking at the end of Machane Yisrael. And what happens? The Gemara talks, this is the case of Nachle. I don't know. At the end of the day, they're two Mitzorim. They're described as Mitzorim. Now, what do we know about Mitzorim? Nedarim Samadalameis. Mitzorim is one of the four Choshev Kameis. People, even throughout history, a Mitzorah is the contagious, you stay away from a leper. Stay away from a leper. They're disgusting, contagious, you stay as far away from a leper as possible. The one who's kicked out of the Machan and the Mitzorah B'chole. Who's going to be B'sufa? Who's going to be at the end of the Jewish people? Who's going to be by Dor Ikvasad Mashiach? You know Hashem has to destroy? Who are the two dominant religions of the world? All the fights, everything. You have Christianity, Esav, Edom, Mitzad Echad, and you have Islam, the Arabs, Mitzad Sheni. The leader, the hero of the Christian world, Yashka. And Yashka, Yamash Shalom Zichro. I don't have time to get to a piece on. And the end of the day, Yashka, Yamash Shalom Zichro. And that's Yashka. Oh, that's the leader, Yesho HaNoitzri. Yesho HaNoitzri. And who is the leader of the Arabs? Muhammad, Muhammad. And Hebrew and Chazal is called Muhammad. Those are the two Mitzorim, right? So Menachem and Mishklav Gevaldik. Es Vahiv Besufa. Es is Gematria 401. Vahiv is Gematria 13. Es and Vahiv, the two Mitzorim. What's the Gematria of Es and Vahiv? 414. Who are the Mitzorim Besof? Who's Besofa? Who's at the end, not only of the Machane Yisrael? Who is on the heels of the Jewish people all the time, Besofa Yamin? The Christians with their crusades, the pogroms, and the Holocaust, the Inquisitions, and the Arabs, Yishmael V'chulei. Who's the leader of the Christian world? Yashka, Yesho HaNotzri. Yesho, Yemach Shemo V'Zichro. But he's called Yesho. Here, third book of General Ignorance by John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. And here you have it on
page
94. What would Jesus' mom have called him? You can't say the second name. The first vote, she never called him. Now why? Because when Jesus lived in the Galilee, the letter J didn't exist. In Hebrew, his name was Yeshua or Yehoshua, from which we get the name Joshua. In Aramaic, it was Esho or Yesho. And then he talks about Hebrew going into Greek, etc. Classical Latin had no letter J. Caesar was Julius, not Julius. Except for a handful of borrowed foreign words, modern Italian still has no J. The letter J wasn't really in common use until the 17th century. At first, to distinguish between words with I as a consonant, pronounced as Y, in yes. J wasn't used in English until around 1630, so Shakespeare never used it either. He wrote Romeo and Juliet. King Jan, and like Caesar himself, Julius Caesar. In time, J came to be spoken in English like the old English DJ sound, as in hedge, while in Spanish, the J still has a Y sound, in French it's halfway between the two, etc. Yoshko was called what? Yesho. He was called Yesho. Yud Shin Vav. In Chesron Zashas, we refer to Yesho, a note to Yud Shin Vav. What's the Gematria of Yesho? 316. What's the Gematria of Muhammad Muhammad? 98. Yesho Muhammad is 414, writes in Menachem Ben Mishklav, who are the two Mitzorayim, the Sof Yomov, at the end of the days, who are going to be the lepers, the disgusting people, always chasing and always behind the Machane Yisrael, Es and Vohe, Es and Vohe, Gematria 414, Yesho and Muhammad, Hayoshka and Muhammad, Gematria 414, those are the Mitzorayim Shebesayim. What's going to happen? Eskadaldi Veskanashi. You look at them, they have the Gemura, they have the Naira. No, they're trying all the time to get us. That is the Naira, that is the Gemura, and still all around. Adapka through Klaesos Zatibur, Yeskada the Yeskada Shri Rabba. Who's going to make the name of God great? Yeskada, everything comes from me. I don't know the Holocaust and the pogroms and the Crusades and the Inquisitions, comes from me. And I am Mukdal, I'm behind it all, I'm behind the scenes. I'm Kodesh Yeskaldalti Yeskadashti, then I'm an Adatin in a Goyim Rabbin, all the Goyim Rabbin, all the nations of the world, the Yodu Kine Hashem, everyone, Yesha, Muhammad, Esvai, they will all know that I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm the one controlling all of history, not just the final war. I was there behind the scenes, and they'll recognize that retroactively. HaKol Sibos Meiti, that's Godless. HaGodol is HaKodesh Baruch Hu. HaYeg Rosa, that is the godliness of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So just like the Gemara says in Megillah, Laman Aleph, the Malkum Hashem, Atamote, Gidulosa, Shokoshamate, and Sanuso, Hashem Kaviyachol hides himself in this world. That is the Gevura, the Gedula, the Gedula, the greatness. Hashem is so great, he can hide himself at will, but he's always the God of Kaviyachol behind the scenes, orchestrating every single piece of it. So what happens? That's Gevaldik now. Now you match it up to Kaddish. A person's biggest loss in the world, the one thing in Halacha that always mandates, always warrants the Dayan HaEmes is when a person loses a relative. The greatest sadness in the world. The greatest evil. How do that a person feels? They lose a relative, and they lose a parent, Rachmana Litzlan. So much pain. Where's God? God says, no, I'm above Teva. I'm behind the scenes. I'm orchestrating the events. Just like I orchestrated the Holocaust and the pogroms and the Crusades and the Inquisitions and all the persecutions throughout history. And I was always there behind the scenes, even in the time of Yirmiyah, even in the time of Daniel. And your own personal loss, just know. HaKol Me'iti. It also is coming from me. HaMokim Yenachem. It's all coming from the same HaKom Shalolo. Doubt get a person's time when he's part of the Tzibur, which is going to go on forever, and together bring about this Gadati Viskanashti. Dafka in his time of greatest tsar, he gets up and he says, Tibor, please answer Amen after me, because just like I'm in my personal state of tsar now, but I recognize it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu who loves me, who's taking care of me, who has a higher purpose and a higher goal, so to now please say Amen, and you two join me in the recitation of Yehoshua Rabba, because believe me, if I'm going through this loss and I feel it, you two should, and because that is the history and the story of the Jewish people, Eskadati Viskashi, and not only the Yadu Kineshim Okechem, the Yadu Kine Hashem, the God's about to recognize.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.